my multiverse kids.
To meet my X-Men.
Okay, I'm the geeky dad, and I'm here
with Rayon,
Ariana,
Raiden, and we're the multiverse kids.
Also, when he said, "Come to me, my multiverse kids," multiverse kids is too long to put instead of X-Men.
I could say whatever I want.
Because you're the geeky dad.
Yes. Anyhow, we did a review for X-Men 97, episode 1,
2, 3, 4, 5.
5.
Yes.
Yeah.
That is new episodes.
And a lot of things happened in those first 5 episodes, right?
A lot.
Yeah.
But
What happened?
Jean was battling. She had a baby called Nathan.
And Gambit died.
Gambit died, Genosha.
Gambit!
A lot of people died.
Magneto, quotation marks. Died, quotation marks.
Yeah.
But he did not die, because...
How you know? You didn't even see anything. Huh? Anyhow. What about the next 5?
Next 5, Wolverine dies.
No,
what? His shirt got...
Adamantium got ripped out of his body.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, you gotta say spoiler alert.
Oh,
okay,
yeah,
spoiler alert. Warning!
Okay, what were the names of the episodes? 6, 7, 8, 9... 10?
6 was Life Death Part 2.
Yeah. Which was hardly really about life death. You know, it's mostly about Professor X and a little bit of life death, right?
Yeah. Rogue.
Forge.
Okay. And the original life death story is a little bit more complicated. But it's too much to even talk about, but it's a lot different than the one we saw. What was the next one after that? Episode 7.
Bright Eyes.
That was a good one.
Revolt goes crazy trying to kill everyone just to find out who killed Gambit.
With
Captain America.
Captain America.
I wish...
Rogue Captain America.
No, he didn't. No, she didn't. She threw it away. But I was hoping they would at least have a little fight. You know? And they had Thunderbolt Ross in there, so you saw her like destroy a whole bunch of Hulkbusters.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what was the next one?
Episode 8.
Cable's in the X-Men.
Episode 8 was crazy. They had that crazy fight.
Tolerance is Extinction. Part 1.
With
Wolverine, Nightcrawler.
Yeah, and the line.
Died.
No, he died. The cool line from that was like, I got 6 reasons for you.
And then Nightcrawler comes and says, make that 9.
Yeah, because he has 3 blades.
No.
Yeah, 1, 2, 3.
One of the breaks. Now he has 2.
No, but not at that time. God. Not at that time, okay? Jeez. Anyhow, the cool thing I like about these episodes is every episode they change the opening credits a little bit, right?
Yeah, like they change out the characters if they die or they're missing.
And the great thing about Life Death was we actually got to see Storm actually change her clothes.
How do you think
for a change? Black.
How do you original?
Yeah. How do you think it feels for Cyclops that Cable is older than him? It's like
exactly
me being older than the. Than my own father, the geeky dad.
You are older than me.
And no, Rand's older than me.
Yeah. So, how did Storm actually grow clothes?
And hair.
Was that from
magic?
The adversary.
Asgard.
Maybe the adversary did that.
Maybe Doctor Strange did that.
Maybe Forge did some magic on her. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe Doctor Strange.
I don't know. But that was the only weird part.
Yeah.
We got to see Gladiator again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Rip off Superman.
Yes, rip off Superman. We got to see Lady Deathbird.
Yeah.
Is it Deathstrike?
No.
Deathbird. Death, a lot of death people.
Lady yes,
death.
A lot of death. And then there's like the Horseman of Death. It's a lot of death.
Yeah, yeah, the yeah. Horseman of Death.
Addiction.
By the way, Professor X saw a vision of death. And, you know.
Since the 90s.
Well, I mean. And then we go into the extinction three-parter. Now, this three-parter has all the humans, well, most of the humans on Earth, turn into, like, cyborg zombie monsters.
But that does the kids become cyborg zombie
monsters? No, duh, because you have to actually want to go to the place to become a thing.
Yeah, you actually have to volunteer. He said everybody who did that volunteered. So that means...
I'm surprised so many people did that.
That means Beast's girlfriend was always bad, because she volunteered.
Oh, yeah.
Ah. Hey. Now, I'm wondering, can a mutant become a sentinel? Mm-hmm. If they went into that thing.
Probably. It's just probably...
Now let's go.
Yes, Nathan.
Right. Well, technically he's half.
But technically also he was this...
Right. And they never explained why did he change his name from Nathan to Cable. I mean, Nathan is not a very, you know, tough name. You know, oh no, Nathan is coming.
And the baby was sick.
Yes, yes.
Oh, no,
I mean, Cable sounds more tough, I guess. Cable.
Cable.
Cable. Oh, do you have a cable? Cable comes in. Yeah, I have cable.
I'm Nobody fan. Uses cable anymore, but in the 90s they did. Yeah.
Maybe that's why they named him after that.
Right.
Now, I have another...
I like that they actually had Cable join the team.
What about our predictions?
Yeah, with
Well, we're not up to that yet. I'm not up to that yet.
Why?
Because we got to space out this episode. It got to be more than, like, 5 minutes, you know? Anyhow, what else did you like in the other episodes that we saw? You like the big fight with Wolverine and Nightcrawler?
Yeah, yeah. I like how Rogue was beating everybody up.
Yeah? I like that.
You know what I don't like in episode 9? Where she and Sunspot turned bad.
No, Sunspot actually had his reason.
Oh, yeah, Sunspot had his reason. Like,
I would have liked to see more of the X-Men or mutants to have joined Magneto.
I wish died. Because
there's so many mutants that didn't show.
I know something that was a mistake.
What?
The blue team and gold team.
I know, it's not the same from the comics, but...
At least they have it.
Yeah.
And the gold team moving... Die!
Oh my god.
He didn't die! At least you don't know that yet.
Wait, I already know what happens to him.
Anyhow,
he becomes
so,
a pharaoh.
What?
Yeah.
Now, we saw the one of my favorite scenes was when Cable and Scott and Jean are a team.
In his car.
It's like a family, except Jean is the only one out of place.
It reminded me of, like, The Incredibles.
Yeah.
No.
Except Jean has the right button.
Especially since they did the superhero landing.
Or us.
No, we're not as cool as them, no. No.
We're cool. If we are,
if Mama had telepathy, then that would be different.
That was like a race car.
And then we saw an even cooler scene. We saw Morph turn into the Hulk.
And he said Morph Smash!
Morph was more flash!
Yeah? Morph Smash? Yeah. That whole scene on with them on that island fighting, those Sentinels were so cool.
Exactly.
And yeah. There was another thing with bowling.
Yes, bowling. Yeah.
Yeah.
So, predictions for the last episode.
Dad's going to come back as Death, and he's going to murder everyone.
I don't think that's going to happen.
I don't think that's going to happen either. It's not going to happen
at least probably not yet.
So, I mean, it might happen, but not right now because then they need to develop that part.
Okay, next.
But I think that all the original characters from the original team would die.
Really?
Like Jean and Scott.
Morph.
And
what about
Baby. And then Wolverine. And
you think Wolverine's going to die too?
Yeah. Wolverine can heal!
Yeah. Or is he going to become like that animal thing?
Okay. What about you? What do you think is going to happen?
I don't know!
Oh, boy. Okay, Geeky Mom, what do you think? Huh?
I have no clue. I am so lost right now because Gambit is dead.
What do you think is going to happen in the last episode?
He's going to come back as Death.
I really want him to come back. Want Cable to change the Cable vision and...
I think what's going to happen is Bishop is going to come and screw up everything.
Or
are you allowed to even talk like that?
Don't talk about Bishop.
Bishop is a lame version of Cable.
Maybe Bishop will actually be good this
Bishop
time.
Because Bishop has a gun like Cable.
Maybe he will fix up the timeline.
Maybe we'll save Gambit.
Yes. Maybe he will go back.
Bishop hated Gambit.
That's true.
It has nothing to do with hate.
He actually came back in time to try to kill Gambit.
Yeah, but he would try to kill... I mean...
In fact...
He would try to help all of Genosha, right?
He said... In the future, Gambit is the one that will betray the team.
Well, I think I did remember that. Yes.
Hmm?
I think I did remember that.
Yes, yes.
You know, he'd probably also want to help Madeline out in the
Genosha thing. Do you think the Phoenix will show up again?
Maybe the Phoenix comes and brings everyone back to life. Or maybe in a future season, Phoenix is evil, Rayon. Will Phoenix take over Cable? Oh!
Yeah, because Cable...
Doesn't he already have the Phoenix?
Not really.
Not really. We don't know if Madeline was the Phoenix, so technically...
Will Cable's sister show up? Rachel Summers.
They probably have to add a year to that, then.
Also,
Scott and Jean have to be alive for that.
They were going to show when they got switched, but...
Magneto gonna die? Is Wolverine gonna die?
Wolverine died! And Blue Team Wolverine died.
Is Beast ever gonna do anything in the show?
Oh, yeah.
Beast always talks and fights.
Like, all he does is like, let me just talk and talk.
And let me study and let me study something.
Talk. Oh, no, this is gonna happen, but I didn't figure it out in time. Talk. Hello, friend. Talk.
Leave Beast alone.
He's
the heart and soul of the team.
And he's the blue guy.
Yeah. Although, I don't care about Beast.
Although we have another blue guy now. So
he's a blue guy. He's a blue guy.
Where is Mystique?
She died.
No, she can't die.
She's on Genosha.
No. Even if you blow her up, she'll still live.
Technically,
she is with Mockingjay.
What?
Oh, yeah, I get it.
That wasn't even invented in the 90s.
Nineties.
But she was still the actor, wasn't she?
Was she even born? That actress?
I don't.
Lawrence, how old is she?
She's pretty young. She's in her 20s.
No way. No.
Ow.
Probably now she's probably 30. But I don't think she was probably a baby when the X-Men came out cartoon.
Maybe.
Yeah. Anyhow, we are going to watch the last episode, and we'll see what predictions came true. Any last-minute predictions? Huh?
I really think Gambit will come back somehow. I hope they do bring him back.
Maybe eventually.
Even if he's evil.
We'll see.
Even if he's evil.
We'll see. We'll see.
Sugar.
Hey, Ariana, have you ever read the news on the internet?
No, who has time for that?
Well, the Newsly app is an all-in-one audio super app for iOS and Android. It picks up web articles about the most trending topics on the web at any given moment and reads them to you in a natural human voice. For the first time, the entire web becomes listenable all in one place. Browse articles from topics you choose and start playing.
Stop scrolling and start listening.
That's right, Rayon. You can follow any topic as specific as you like, from sports to science to even, you know, the Kardashians. Like, who cares about those guys, right? And you'll find the latest articles and they'll read them to you out loud. And you know what? They even have podcasts as well. Explore trending podcasts from over 80 countries. Our podcast, the Geeky Dad Podcast, is there too. I started using it as my default podcast app. They even have digital radio. So download and use the Newsly app for free. And, you know, go to www.newsly.me, or from the link in our description, you can use the promo code GEEKYDAD and you get 1 free month of premium subscription. What do you think, guys?
Cool!
That's awesome!
Try the Newsly app. Okay, kids. Now, now that you saw the final episode,
what of the season?
What did you think?
It was good.
Yeah, Just good? That thing was crazy.
4 thumbs up.
I give it 3 thumbs up. I give it 1 thumbs up.
What? One thumb up? Why?
Because everything was sad.
How was it sad?
They saw Gambit dead.
Because everyone died.
Actually, no.
Spoiler alert.
Warning.
Yeah, I don't know what you're talking about. Who died?
Gambit.
Wolverine.
No one died.
Wolverine died.
No.
We don't know if he's dead.
No.
His friend.
What?
His metal.
His metal?
He can heal.
No, he died.
No, he didn't.
He did.
Plus, we don't even know where
Morph is. Just one thumbs up.
Okay.
We don't even know where Wolverine or Morph is.
Or Storm.
No.
Or Storm.
Yeah. We didn't see where Storm or...
Oh, you know, Storm is probably like in the pyramid or something.
No, I think she's with Wolverine.
Why?
I think they're stuck in the Age of Apocalypse.
Who?
Storm and Wolverine, because they were like in love in the old show, in the Age of Apocalypse. They were married.
I feel bad for Morph.
Yeah. So let's do a recap.
Actually, I also feel bad for.
Do a recap. What was the top best things you saw in that last episode?
Phoenix.
Phoenix, I did not like that Phoenix came back, okay?
The best part
is like so predictable. Anytime that they need help, Phoenix comes, fixes everything, then leaves.
The best part was...
She didn't fix everything, though.
Yeah, she cured everybody.
The best part was...
You forgot?
So, if she fixed everything...
In the entire world.
If she fixed everything, then they would still would have been the present.
Because she ran out of power.
Okay, yeah. Now... The best part was that Apocalypse picked up Gambit's card. That means he's probably going to come back as Death.
He literally picked up the Gambit card and was like, so much Death. Like, really? How predictable is that?
I told you he might become Death.
Really? Okay, that was the best part for you. Yes. Okay.
Because that means Gambit's going to come back.
But the sad part where Cable arm fell out.
Yeah, that was pretty shocking. Yeah, his arm is gone.
Are they gonna get
Forge to make a new one? Or something?
Obviously.
Or Beast.
I don't know about Beast. Beast is kind of in the past. He's stuck in the past. Okay?
Yeah, Beast, that's
I can't believe you guys are not talking about the coolest part in this episode.
They had
Iron Man, Daredevil, Cloak and Dagger.
So?
Who else?
Spider-Man. Captain America, and then a Peter Parker.
The only important one was Cap.
And
you don't like Iron Man?
Cap was the only one who tried to stop President Kelly.
By the way, what was kind of stupid, in my opinion, was you had the Avengers guest star, but you know,
Doctor Strange always doesn't talk.
Why don't they help?
Exactly.
If this asteroid had fallen into Earth, everybody on Earth will die. So. You know, there's no way Iron Man's gonna be like, I'll just watch on the TV.
Cloak, Dagger, and Daredevil were fighting. Also, Cap tried to stop President Kelly.
Iron Man did absolutely nothing.
Iron Man could have easily gone up there with a Hulkbuster and tried to stop that thing.
He could have slowed the approach more.
Yeah. Okay?
I bet the Beyonder did something with them.
I don't know. I don't think so. But I think it was kind of stupid that they didn't do that. You know.
And they called Doctor Strange Doctor X.
Who?
Doctor Strange Doctor X.
I don't know. This kid is on another time zone or something.
Yeah, I heard that. I want to hear that.
So kids, what about the cliffhanger? Okay?
What's cliffhanger?
How they're all stuck? I mean, at least it wasn't that big of a cliffhanger because you knew what happened to them.
The entire team is stuck in three different places.
Yeah, but you still don't know what happened to them, at least.
So, we have to see Bishop again.
Okay, no. Okay. I'm going to say this again. Bishop
is
the worst character.
He came back when all this thing was done.
Exactly.
You know?
He came back when all this thing was done.
Yes. You come back when everything's done. You can time travel and you always come at the wrong time.
Exactly. Like, how do you come at the wrong time?
Yeah, everything was destroyed when Bishop comes.
And it's kind of redundant. You have Cable on the team and then you also have Bishop. It's kind of redundant. Sorry.
And now, Bishop is going to work it for.
Just take one of them.
Okay, so one of the cliffhangers, okay, is it looks like Forge is gonna create a new team. So
with Jubilee and Sunspot.
Okay, and so I think you got two options or even three options. But I'm gonna pick. She's either gonna create the New Mutants team.
Yeah.
Okay.
Also, Emma Frost. Because
Sunspot was on that team.
And so Jubilee.
Jubilee was not.
Oh.
But second choice is Generation X.
Oh. Yeah. The third choice, X-Factor.
No. No.
Why?
No. They already had X-Factor on the show. Okay? But, it's either Generation X, New Mutants, or third option, X-Force.
X-Force!
Okay. Which Cable was the leader of.
Oh.
Okay.
X-Force.
Okay. So those are the three options I think that might happen. Because all of that happened in the 90s. You know? Generation X. X-Force. So, I mean, how can you do a 90s show without actually X-Force. Putting one of the biggest 90s shows teams on there? You know? Okay, so that's what I think is going to happen.
All right? I think X-Force is going to come.
I don't know. We'll see. X-Force showed up in the Deadpool movie.
Oh.
Okay. And in that movie, X-Force was created and they all died in 5 minutes. Because they all fell out the plane, remember?
Yeah.
He's like, we're ready, we're X-Force. And then they all died. That was funny. One got chopped up in a million pieces. Another got electrocuted. Another one just fell flat onto the earth and died.
That's so sad.
Yeah. The only one that lived was Cable and Domino, I think.
No, duh.
Because she has luck. She has a lot of luck. Okay.
Domino, the buff log shot.
Pretty much. But, so, what about the other cliffhanger? We see Professor X, Beast, Magneto. Who else is there? Rogue?
Rogue, Nightcrawler.
Kind of a weird team, but... Exactly.
They should have put Storm in that one again.
We don't know.
Was it Storm in that one?
They're stuck in the past, and we meet a...
A weird guy.
That's actually Apocalypse.
With the weird face.
Yes, that's a young Apocalypse. And it looks like he's fighting Agents of Khonshu.
This is how they bring Moon Knight in. Oh, you know, in the new Deadpool movie, they should add like a cartoon version of Deadpool and the X-Men.
I don't know. I don't know what they're going to do. But they're doing multiverses in that movie.
Exactly.
So who knows what they're going to do. But I hope they do show Moon Knight in the next season. So, what if the experiences that Apocalypse has with the young X-Men is what causes him to become evil?
Yeah.
Who knows?
Isn't that what always happens?
Yes, you know, you always try to help in the past and you end up making it worse, you know? Always. Okay, and then we have the other cliffhanger, right?
With
Cyclops Jean and Jean
in the future
are gonna
with a kid named Nathan.
That's their son,
you know,
and their future daughter. Rachel.
Oh.
Whose mother, Ascani.
She's so old.
I thought yes. Cyclops didn't have a car.
Because Cable got sent further into the future.
Wait, so she also got sent into the future?
Yes.
And how did Cyclops get a car? And how did the plane
capture a car? Oh, that's a nice sister, you know?
Yes, yes. She was in... We first saw her in Days of Future Past in the comic books. She is host of the Phoenix.
In the future?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes.
Of course she is.
She has the Phoenix powers. So yeah, that's the other cliffhanger.
Okay, so this
now
one...
in the comics, there is a comic book series called The Adventures of Scott and Jean. Okay, and in that series, it's about Scott and Jean in the future, and they raise young Nathan to become the chosen one with Ascani. Okay, so I think that's what they're gonna base that.
So Ascani off. Is the daughter of Jean, not Madeline.
Yes. Yes. So, Ascani is basically like the X-Men version of the Jedi. They're like a bunch of chosen people that train to defeat basically the dark side, a.k.a. Apocalypse, you know. Thing. And they're training Nathan to become the one to kill Luke. To kill Apocalypse.
Oh, no, he's going to die from meditating too much.
Yes, well...
I wonder where Ray will be.
I don't know.
Ray will be Jean Grey.
Ray will be Bishop.
And in the comics, guess who becomes the new Apocalypse?
Cable.
Rachel. Cable's son. So he can't kill Apocalypse. Crazy. He can't kill Apocalypse in the future anymore.
Yes, he can. He'll just kill his son.
Why would he want to kill his son? So he wants to go back in the past and kill Apocalypse before he becomes... You know, his son, I guess.
Oh, yes, because he's the chosen one right then, so he goes in the past so yes. that he can kill him with
yes,
the
but I think he just made everything worse, probably. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how is it that there was one episode of the X-Men, remember when all the X-Men died, when Apocalypse killed him?
Yeah.
And Cable went back in time and he was fighting with Bishop?
Yeah.
Yeah,
How come he couldn't stop that canon event, but... The Genosha one, he can't stop. Huh?
Oh, yeah.
Huh?
And Gambit said at Genosha, that thing was a Godzilla. It looked like a Godzilla, but it wasn't a Godzilla.
It was Godzilla Sentinel. Now, I liked a couple of callbacks. Rogue said... What did Rogue
remember
say?
Remember it.
His name was Gambit. Remember it. And then she also said, like... You know, it's all in the cards. You know, get it?
Yeah.
The cards are in the favor of the X-Men.
Yeah.
Rip off Gambit.
Yeah. And then there is the other mystery of where is Wolverine, Morph, and Storm. So, I don't know what's going to happen there.
Unless they forgot to add them in.
Well, maybe they're stuck in the present.
Or maybe they're just stuck in time.
I don't know. But I know right now, Wolverine is messed up. So wherever they go, Wolverine's going to take a time to heal. He's going to get better. He had a bullet in his brain. He had a knife in his throat. He's had worse.
He lost his claws once.
He's had worse. One time, all of his skin got burnt off.
Yep.
Okay, he's had worse. Okay? He'll be fine. If there's one person... The only way to kill Wolverine is this. You take away his healing powers, and then you kill him.
Yeah, you use the thing that you shot Storm with, and then you kill him.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he's still going to have a
Well, that hurts him every time. Yeah, but, you know, there's a story called Old Man Logan, and in that storyline...
He dies.
How?
Because
he lost his healing powers. You know about that?
How?
He's old.
Encyclopedia about...
In that future, there's a future where all the mutants lose their powers or something like that.
Yeah.
That's what happened in the movie Logan. The movie Logan is based off the comic book Old Man Logan. And in that comic book, okay?
Wolverine loses his powers and he gets killed.
Hulk is evil. And he has a whole bunch of evil Hulk children. And the X-Men are dead because Mysterio tricked Wolverine into killing them.
Wow.
Yeah. But they changed that in the movie. In the movie, they had Professor X go crazy and kill all the X-Men.
Oh, that makes sense.
Yes. And in the movie, Wolverine's dying because he's losing his healing powers. And that's when he meets his daughter. And, yeah. He dies at the end.
That's you know. Sad.
Yeah. Yeah. Anyhow, how would you rate the entire season?
4 thumbs up.
4 thumbs up? How about you, baby?
1 thumbs up.
Oh, gosh. Okay. How about you, Rayan?
3.
3?
What?
I would give it a perfect score. This was a 4.
Exactly. That had to be.
This is probably the best thing.
The best Marvel thing that they ever did.
Yeah, best.
After Endgame and Infinity War.
This is probably the best Marvel thing in a while.
Yeah.
In a very long time. Since, yep. I would that say.
And since, like.
Since No Way Home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What If was good, but this one's
no. Nah, this is way better than What If.
This is way better.
Way better. Way better than What If.
You said way better.
Way better. Yeah. So, what do you think, kids? What do we say at the end of every episode?
Please hit the bell, subscribe, and like.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Bye. Yes.
To me, my multiverse kids.
Stop it!